Good Thursday morning, beloved, and again, thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Thursday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 18 through 31, and today's reading is in the form of a hymn celebrating God as creator of the whole world and to whom nothing can be compared. And God's saving word for us for the rest of this week is encouragement. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 18. To whom can God be compared? How can you describe what he is like? He is not like an idol that workers make, that metal workers cover with gold and set in a vase of silver. Anyone who cannot afford silver or gold chooses wood that will not rot. He finds a skillful worker to make an image that won't fall down. Do you not know? Were you not told long ago? Have you not heard how the world began? It was made by the one who sits on his throne above the earth and beyond the sky. The people below look as tiny as ants. He stretched out the sky like a curtain, like a tent in which to live. He brings down powerful rulers and reduces them to nothing. They are like young plants, just set out and barely rooted. When the Lord sends a wind, they dry up and blow away like straw. To whom can the holy God be compared? Is there anyone else like him? Look up at the sky. Who created the stars you see? The one who leads them out like an army. He knows how many there are, and he calls each one by name. His power is so great, not one of them is ever missing. Israel, why then do you complain that the Lord doesn't know your troubles, or care if you suffer injustice? Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He created all the world. He never grows tired or weary. No one understands his thoughts. He strengthens those who are weak and tired. Even those who are young grow weak. Young people can fall exhausted. But those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not grow weak. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. You know, it's interesting that in the time that Isaiah was writing this passage of scripture, all the rest of the kingdoms in the world had a multitude of gods, little tiny gods, gods that were gods of the plains, or gods of the hills, or gods of the mountains. And if they were the god of the mountain, well, then they were powerless down on the plains, or, you know, in the hilly areas. All their gods were regional, except for Israel. Israel's God was the national God. It was God of every part of the world. And beyond that, he has created the whole universe, everything seen and unseen. This is the type of God that a man can put his trust in. Let's pray. Lord God, you are the everlasting God, and your power is great. You never grow tired or weary, and whenever I am weak or tired, I can turn to you for help, trusting that you will renew my strength. I thank and praise you for your everlasting care. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 13, where God promises to rescue the people of Israel. Until then, beloved, you keep trusting in God's promises. You keep holding on to his word, because his word is the one thing that will last forever. The word says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but thy word, O God, remains forever. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.